What's occurring?
Damn. Two star guests as we play Oh, What's Occurring, our guessing game. Let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
At some point, because I'm on this enough, surely by now I should have got it. I'm going to get the timing of that what's occurring perfect. Play it for me one more time.
What's occurring?
Yeah,
he's got it.
Not a bad reaction, actually, Zane.
His was good, though.
What's occurring?
There you go.
Yours is better. Today it's actual Welsh
Mine's
person.
Better.
No,
right.
Actual Welsh person, Hugh Stevens and Zane Lowe. Welcome to What's Occurring. Three situations are on that we've recorded. You tell me what happens next. Here's your first
situation. No, that's called adding drama to the occasion.
Here's your first situation for
thanks.
Today.
Thanks.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Becky that works on this show?
Yeah.
Do you think she's quite nosy?
Ooh.
Yes.
Do you think she likes to gossip?
I think that she likes a bit of gossip.
Yeah. Now, I was talking earlier about when somebody phones you by mistake. You know when their phone's in their pocket and you can hear it like... when walking along or people talking.
Yeah.
But not to actual you. Now, I called up Becky earlier on pretending it was an accident. All she could hear was me and somebody else talking.
How long does she stay on the line for?
My question
to
you.
This is a good question.
How long would Becky stay on the phone secretly listening to my private conversation?
The whole time. Until you hung up, man. Seriously.
Do you think she would hang up straight away knowing that I didn't mean to call her, or would she just stay on hoping for a bit of juicy gossip?
Absolutely the second.
Okay, well, how long do you think?
I've done this before. When you get a phone call and you want to stay on,
You go first. How long do you think?
I'm going to go 35 seconds.
Dreaming! I reckon a good 60 to 90. I'm going to put it 70 seconds.
Saying 70 seconds. You saying 35. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Good. Here's Becky listening to some gossip.
This is awesome.
Hello.
Anyway, so I said to him, it was supposed to look like that, and he was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, shut up.
Hello?
I know. Have you heard about Zane, by the way?
Hello.
I know. Oh, my God.
I know. Do you think it's true?
I don't know. Do you think it's true?
I don't know. It's quite out of character for him, though, isn't it?
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's like really, it's a bit scandalous, really.
Why would he do it?
I don't know. It's just...
She's still there. She's 28 seconds
What
in.
Did I do?
Kat said to me, just between you and me, that he was only wearing a pair of socks at the time.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Just socks.
Just socks. I heard that's what... I mean, apparently they've taken off that... You know that TV show he was going to be doing?
Yeah.
They've taken him off that.
No way.
Yeah. They just called him and just said, no, we don't want him anymore. She's still alive.
Yeah, buddy.
Nick Knowles is doing it instead.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I know.
Why him?
I don't know.
It doesn't even look like him.
No. It's really bad, though, because every time I see a pair of socks now, I think of him.
Oh, no, I'm going to think the same.
I know. It's worse than when they found Nihal in Billy Piper's garden. Did you hear about that?
Well, I heard a rumour, but I wasn't sure what it was true.
Yeah, she had to call the police.
Did she?
Yeah. He does it a lot, apparently.
I heard that about Nihal. He's a bit of a one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It's good to watch him, I think.
Oh, my God.
It was 1 minute and 21 seconds.
I told you, I wasn't far off. And the only reason she hung up was because she probably realised she'd been rumbled.
Yeah.
Once you got into the Nihal thing, she was like, oh, what's occurring?
Oh.
I just want to say, also for the record, that I've never done anything scandalous in my socks, but if the people out there that supposedly were offering me a TV show could call my agent, I'd be well out for hearing what that was.
That was good. Okay, so Zane gets the point. Becky likes a gossip, we have learned.
Yeah. And also, I get a point, but if Becky actually believes that, as far as everyone's concerned now, I've also done something scandalous in my socks. You know what Becky's like.
Yeah.
Email all.
Pass it on.
Stuff all.
Do you know David Van Day?
No, not up until about 3 days ago.
Yeah. He's on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Henceforth.
Yeah. And last night he had to do a task where he's in a phone box which fills up with like water and creepy crawlies and stuff. You know how it works. Do you think he handled that well?
Probably not.
Or do you think he maybe screamed like a girl?
I reckon probably.
Here's my question. How many completely weird noises did pop star off of the 80s, David Van Day, make on I'm a Celebrity last night? Zane.
In one challenge, or yeah, the whole thing, one challenge. How long did the challenge last for, did you say? About a couple of minutes, probably.
Yeah.
I always ask these stupid questions. I'm looking for the science of it. Uh-huh. I should just guess and get to the spirit of the game rather than try and win it with pure math.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say 25.
25? Phew.
25 years analysis. I'd say a little bit less than that. I don't know how long the challenge lasted for.
Thank you, Hugh. It's a good question.
But I'll go for 16 weird noises.
You're playing the odds there, because it's kind of almost even between 0 and 25, isn't it?
I'm throwing it up.
You are. You
throw it up.
No gang signs.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is David Van Day last night. Count the bizarre noises he makes.
No.
What kind of scream is that?
It's like a comedy scream, isn't it? From one of those like haunted house programs. You feel for the guy, but at the same time, you can't help but laugh.
If like bugs landed on your head, would you make a noise like that?
Do you think if he was like seriously under threat, like if someone came up and actually put him on the spot and threatened him physically, that if he made that noise, they'd just crack up laughing, wouldn't they?
Like, sounds a bit like Brucey.
Like if somebody like took if someone took task to him in a pub, you know, and said try to push him around, and he was like did that, you'd feel bad for him, wouldn't you? Walk away.
Good game.
You are my favourite.
One more. It's coming.
And just before we reveal the answer, how long before you two run out of the room if I keep playing this?
Zane's gone.
Come back. I need you for the game.
I know you well enough to know that as soon as you start playing Jatim,
you hate that, don't you?
Jatim in any environment involving TV, like, you know, the TV burp, I start freaking out.
You hate it.
Yeah. Because no one makes sexy noise out of TV offcuts like you, Scott Mills. You make everything sound sassy.
It's pure, almost enough, pure class.
Yeah. Almost enough to make you want to watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, that, isn't it?
Yes. Not almost.
Almost.
The answer was 15
Hugh
weird
Stevens,
noises.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1 point each.
Oh! What's the kidding?
You know, Hugh probably watched it.
This morning, fair, the video.
He went online, checked it out.
Now, you know Beyonce.
Not personally. I'm aware of her work.
She is number one at the moment with her song If I Were a Boy.
Oh.
I love that song.
Yeah?
It's amazing. And the video is unbelievable.
Oh. Is she like a policeman or something?
Yeah, police lady.
Yeah. Now, we asked... Well, she's a boy. Oh, no, she wants to... Oh, I don't know. All right, she...
It's a good question, though. Yeah. Being a lady, but also in the video, just talking about If I Were a Boy, is she not actually being a boy, but looking like a lady?
Let's analyse the new Beyonce video, yeah?
Wait till you see single ladies put a ring on it. That's even better video.
Is it?
Is that her too?
Single ladies
put a ring on it.
Oh yeah.
I love that tune already.
Yeah, I love it. We asked 7-ish boys on the street, if you were a girl, what's the first thing you would do? What would you do?
What would I do, or what do you think they would do?
Zane?
If I were a girl? To be fair, I've never once considered that as a possibility in my life, so I'm sort of on the spot. I pass that over to Hugh.
Good.
I'd go and do lunch with a female friend.
Yeah. Have a gossip.
And then I go and buy some new shoes.
Yeah.
And then
watch Sex and the City box set.
I tell you what I'd do. Is I'd go and put on all my wife's handbags and wonder what the big deal is.
I really wonder what you were going to say then. But I'm good.
No, I'd put them all over my shoulder and wonder why there's such a handbag obsession in that area.
All right, cool. That's a good answer. So, what was the most popular answer when we asked, if you were a girl, what's the first thing you would do? What do they say?
Oh, dear. You're not going to give us a multiple choice here. We can get ourselves in trouble with this.
Did you ask men or women? Oh, you obviously asked men.
We asked blokes.
Hugh.
Yeah, obviously.
Hugh.
I reckon you probably asked a lot of blokes, and they probably said... oh, I don't know, I'd...
You do know, you just don't want to say.
I'd go...
That's why we throw to Hugh.
Go...
I have to hurry for an answer.
Do you really? Can you not just read between the enormous lines here?
Hey, I reckon a lot of boys would go, I'd go swimming.
They're looking at me. I too believe they would go swimming.
You think
they... Perhaps they would also go to the gym.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
What would the boys of Britain do first if they were girls?
If you were a girl for one day, what would be the first thing you would do?
Watch Mamma Mia with a clean conscience.
I'll probably go shopping.
Go shopping? I don't know. That's what girls like.
Go shopping?
I'd check myself out.
I'd go to a thing. I'd go to one of them massage, like the spa treatment things.
That's so weird. If I was a girl for a day.
Look at myself naked in the mirror.
I wouldn't stop looking at myself. Oh, man.
Wow.
All things that you can do primarily in and around going swimming or going to the gym.
Absolutely. And all things, to be fair, you could do if you're a boy. What's wrong with going shopping and watching Mamma Mia?
Yeah. I agree. What's wrong with that?
I agree.
So shopping and looking at themselves naked were the most popular answers.
This week, I've been... No, in the last 10 days,
swimming
I've
been
shopping.
Swimming in the gym
shopping.
Weren't in there.
I've looked at myself naked in the mirror by accident, to be fair, but done it. I haven't been to the gym. And I haven't watched Mamma Mia.
Really? See? That's not right.
You saw Mamma Mia there recently, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, yeah.
That's scandalous.
That's
scandalous.
I was too busy swimming.
So today, today it's a tie on what's the curtain? Thanks, Zane. Thank you, Hugh.
Cheers, Scott.
Oh!
This is Radio 1.
Here's my key.